Welcome to Coach B Daily. I'm Coach B Moore. In this podcast, I share information that will help us achieve our health, athletic performance, and body goals more efficiently, which means we get more progress for the same or less effort. Today, we're talking about...
Show me the money!
That's right, show me the money. One of the most common objections I hear when it comes to helping people to change their diet is the objection of it costs so much more. Before we get to that, I'd like to remind you to subscribe to Coach B Daily on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I would love a review from you, as well as a comment or two. 5 stars is greatly appreciated. It helps me to grow. Also, you can send me your questions. I'm at Coach B Moore, CoachBemoore on Instagram and Twitter. You can also follow this conversation on Facebook.com/eatingforabs. And to find out how to work with me directly, I help people all over the world to change their nutrition, change their lifestyle, change their habits, reverse the need for medications and unnecessary disease, and live a fulfilled, healthy, energetic life. Visit eatingforabs.com, EatingForAbs.com. Now that we got that out of the way, let's hit the button again. I love it.
Show me the money!
Like I said, one of the biggest concerns people have about eating healthy is the perception that it costs so much more. And I understand why they say that. It's because people often jump from A to Z. On Monday, you're at the movie theater buying food for the week. And then on Tuesday, you decide this sucks. And whenever I eat the movie theater diet, I feel like crap and I don't have any energy and, you know, all the negative things that come with that. I don't like the way I look. I don't like the way I feel. I can't even walk up the steps anymore. So now I'm going to go eat healthy. And that means I have to do the opposite. I have to go to the most expensive grocery store in the area that sells all the organic stuff and has the nice cafe and all the foo-foo stuff. And all the, you know, aromatics and all that kind of stuff. And that costs way more than what I was paying for food before. So there's my objection. That's why I can't do it. And I totally reject that. But without simply rejecting it, that's not helpful, right? Instead of just simply rejecting it, let me help you to decode some behaviors that will help you to do better for less. So you can actually do this for less money than what you're probably paying. But you will be eating more food. So that's kind of, you know, there might be a balance to that. Let's say you can do it for the same money, because in the money that you're saving by eating the way I want you to eat, you're going to possibly make up in volume. Because at the end of the day, you're likely going to be eating more food on my plan than you are now. Okay. So here's tip number one. Pause. I hate the term tips. I don't like when people contact me and say, hey, can you give me a tip for something? Because what I do is so much bigger than tips. No tip in the world is going to help you to really work a strategy that's going to get you from where you are. And tips are like, you know, flash in the pan things, like one little thing I'm going to do different, which is easy enough in conversation. But what most of us need is a long-term strategy with gaps filled in by tactics to help us achieve those strategies and execute those strategies better. Tips minimizes everything that we do and that we spend so much time learning and updating our education and working towards. Tips is not going to make it happen. So let's talk about a couple strategies and tactics today that'll help you to achieve your health goals without breaking the bank. Number one. When going to the grocery store to buy your food, shop the edges of the store. Most grocery stores are set up the same exact way. They're set up so that you can walk the perimeter of the store, and you'll walk by, inevitably, the produce section where you'll find fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. You'll walk by nuts. You'll walk by a deli. You'll walk by probably a meat counter, meats and fish. You'll come to dairy section, and there's probably another dairy aisle down the other side where you'll find butters and things like that, and different milks and things like that as well, cottage cheese and yogurt and all that kind of stuff. And then you'll be back at the front, the fourth wall is obviously registers. Supermarkets typically lay their food, their floor plans out like that, and the perimeter food is where you find the perishables and the least expensive foods. The stuff in the middle of the store, the processed foods, which have to be boxed and have a longer shelf life, are often more expensive. We don't look at them that way, but it's the truth. So spend more time on the perimeter. And if you go back a few episodes, that was one of the early tactics we were using, was to time ourselves in the produce aisle and then double that time. So this is kind of a follow-up or an evolution on that concept. Item number two, eat less animal protein. I'm not telling you to go vegetarian. I'm not telling you to go vegan. I'm telling you, if we're talking about budget, the most expensive thing on your plate is the animal protein for a lot of reasons. So you can still get all your nutritional needs filled with less animal protein or no animal protein, depending on what your goals are. You're going to want to definitely concentrate on other plant-based sources of protein, specifically legumes, beans, things like that. Totally possible. Totally able to do it. Let's say you're eating 3 meals a day now. I'd love you to move to 5. And let's say you instead of adding, you know, animal protein to all those meals, maybe do 2 without. That'll help cut the budget. Next, pump up the produce. Again, double your time in the produce aisle. Triple it. Spend more time there. That's where, especially for people who are buying for more than just themselves, you're going to get the most bang for the buck. I can go deep into all the mechanisms of why in terms of our bodies. But the most important thing is understanding what at this point. We'll do why later. What, for the sake of this list, is spend more time buying more fresh vegetables and some fruit. That's going to help save the budget. Next, get fresh. Get fresh produce. That's where you go. Instead of going to canned or frozen, which are both fine nutritionally, fresh is obviously the best way to go. Second in the list in terms of nutritional value would be frozen. But let's look at it like this. Especially if you're buying local, which we'll get into next. If you're buying fresh produce, it's on the shelf, it's ready to go, and nothing had to be done to it except for cutting it, delivering it to the shelf. If you buy frozen, then they took the fresh stuff and they had to freeze it and bag it, which costs someone money, which is obviously going to be passed down to you. The cost will be passed on to you. And the same with canned. So if we're talking about budget, once again, there's a double positive towards going to the fresh produce aisle, because you're going to get the least expensive, highest nutrition value product available in the store, period. The next one and last one for the day is go organic. Now, I can hear you now. I can hear all the cries and screams. Are you crazy? I can't go organic on my vegetables, my produce. It costs way more. And I understand why you say that. In some instances, you're right. If I go to the grocery store near my home, most, if not all, organic options are more expensive than those conventionally grown products. I agree wholeheartedly in the produce aisle. However, there's no excuse. Everyone in the sound of my voice can afford to go organic when it comes to produce. You may have to do a bit of a paradigm shift here. You may need to spend a little more time researching where your local farmers markets are and do some shopping there, because I believe you'll get a significant cost reduction and a significant increase in the quality of your produce when you make that shift. It's a huge deal. And there's so much more positive that will happen when you make that shift. But for the sake of this list, you will save money and you will get an equivalent or better product, period. So that's my list for the day. I hope all is well on your end. All is well on my end. The weather's starting to break. I'm looking forward to getting outside more, spending more time in the sun, riding my bike, all those types of things, and so should you. This is Coach B Daily. I'm looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. Be sure to visit me at eatingforabs.com to find out how to work with me personally. Have a great day.